The Roman Gabriel Show. Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show with host Roman Gabriel. Roman goes up close and personal with high-impact difference makers from the world of sports and entertainment. Get more exclusive content at RomanGabrielShow.com. Now, here's your host, Roman Gabriel. The Roman Gabriel Show. The Roman Gabriel Show.
The decisions that you make to do drugs or to not do drugs can really change the trajectory of your entire life path. So let me just start by saying, having a clinical neuroimaging background and seeing what the brains of people who do drugs look like, whether that's alcohol, marijuana, methamphetamines, opioids, what drugs tend to do is decrease blood flow to the brain. So when we look at these functional imaging scans, what we see is low areas of blood flow throughout the brain. And what that means as you age is it's going to impact your cognitive function, your ability to regulate your moods, your ability to stay focused. But what's more important, and I like to tell this to parents, is you never know for a certain individual, because every brain is unique, it could take doing drugs just one time for a child to become addicted. So we can talk about how drugs work in terms of the addiction pathways. And that's the part that I think is really important to discuss, because it's one thing when you're a kid, you wanna be cool, your friends are doing it, right? You're drinking alcohol or you're trying an opioid. But what I warn people is you may have a genetic predisposition to addiction. And as a child, you don't know that. You don't know your family's history. You might not know your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle or your grandparents might have struggled with this. And just trying one type of drug might trigger you into that addiction pathway.
Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show. Faith, family, sports. Roman goes up close and personal with high-impact difference makers from the world of sports and entertainment. Get more exclusive content at www.romangabrielshow.com. Now, here's your host, Roman Gabriel.
Welcome to a new edition of the Roman Gabriel Show.
My name is Dr. Kristen Willmeyer, and Kristen's an incredible neurologist. She works in the fields of biomapping for the brain. She wrote an incredible book called Biohack the Brain. She's on Salem Radio, and on television stations, educating people to how to protect, take care of, and make sure that your brain is in condition so that you're at your optimum. And we could go down the list of all the accolades, but she knows what it's like and dealing with the brain. And that's what we're going to talk to her about today. A lot of different issues.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
This is Roman Gabriel, the president of the Sold Out Youth Foundation and the Sold Out School Drug and Alcohol Abstinence Education Program.
You know, we've got a real crisis in our country right now with fentanyl pouring over the border and killing our young people by the thousands. 300 a day right now are dying in the United States because of fentanyl. Number one killer of 18 to 45 year olds, hundreds of thousands of pounds coming into the country. These cartels are going online, they're putting these drugs up for sale, whether they be opioids, vape, marijuana. The fentanyl is laced in these things, so kids think that they're experimenting. All it takes is one pill kills. So parents, you need to have this discussion with your children about fentanyl and about no experimentation.
For more information on fentanyl, please go to soldouttv.com. The top of the homepage, click on fentanyl education. It may save someone you love. So go to soldouttv.com. That's soldouttv.com.
The Roman Gabriel Show. Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show. It's a Roman Gabriel Show throwback with host Roman Gabriel. Roman goes up close and personal with high-impact difference makers from the world of sports and entertainment. Get more exclusive content at RomanGabrielShow.com. Now, back to the Roman Gabriel Show.
And with me today is a good friend and somebody who's been a great supporter of our foundation, the Sold Out Youth Foundation, our fight against drugs and alcohol in America and how we can save our kids. Her name is Dr.
Kristen Willmeyer, and Kristen's an incredible neurologist. She works in the fields of biomapping for the brain. She wrote an incredible book called Biohack the Brain. She's on Salem Radio, and on television stations, educating people to how to protect, take care of, and make sure that your brain is in condition so that you're at your optimum. And we could go down the list of all the accolades, but she knows what it's like and dealing with the brain, and that's what we're going to talk to her about today, a lot of different issues. So, Chris, it's great to see you again. Great to be on the show.
Roman, it is always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And one thing I want to clarify, I'm a neuroscientist, not a neurologist, but have worked in the field of neurology.
Well, that's what I was going to talk to you about, too, is, you know, your book, Biohack, Hacking the Brain, Biomapping. You know, a lot of people right now post-COVID are experiencing a lot of emotional issues. It's going to be something that continues on. So a lot of what's happening in our society today is how to deal with the brain, whether it's a chemical issue or whether it's an emotional issue or whether it's an injury. Talk to me about biohacking the brain and about biomapping and what that is.
Well, thank you. Such a big topic. Well, you know, I have been studying the brain for over 25 years, and it is my passion to teach people about how to take care of their brain health so you have a great health span as well as lifespan. And you brought up a lot of really important points. So because I've worked in the fields of psychiatry, neurology, and we've done neuroimaging, so I've been able to look at the brains of thousands of individuals using both electrical imaging of the brain and functional imaging of the brain. And we've been able to map what those imaging correlates are to psychiatric behaviors and to cognitive dysfunction. So it gives me a really unique perspective and understanding on when somebody is struggling with a mental health issue, such as anxiety or depression, which, as you know, everybody, every teen, you know, experienced this global pandemic, and the statistics show anxiety, depression, and something called adjustment disorder skyrocketed through the roof. So our kids nowadays are really learning how to navigate life now with mental health issues. So I wrote the book Biohack Your Brain to teach people what are the very practical dietary and lifestyle modifications that you can do in your home that will help to sort of manage some of these psychiatric and neurological issues that people face. Now that, because there's the at-home piece and then there's the piece that we do in the clinic, so I always have to preface this by saying every person's brain is unique. And part of the reason why I love brain imaging is that we are able to tailor protocols to the way your brain is wired. We can do it with supplements, very sort of simple dietary and lifestyle protocols. And then we've got medications and other sort of technologies like transcranial magnetic stimulation or neurofeedback, which are ways to help, I like to call it sort of rewiring the brain or retraining the brain networks so they're more stable and efficient. But what that also does is help people emotionally or be able to manage their emotions. So
Kristen, for those at home, you were talking about from a preventative standpoint, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that parents, teenagers, a family can do to be preventative about what you're talking about in terms of making sure that they have every opportunity to be at their best?
Yeah, to really support optimal brain function. So I go through sort of a multitude of things in the book, but we can start with some of the basics. You know, number one, the diet that has been shown to be the best for your brain health is called the MIND diet. So it's a combination of the Mediterranean diet and what's called the DASH diet, so dietary approach to stop hypertension. And essentially, the Mediterranean diet focuses on fruits and vegetables, fishes and lean meats, nuts and seeds, healthy oils. And we want to reduce processed foods. We want to eliminate or reduce the amount of grains that we have per day to a serving. You want to keep dairy low. You want to keep the amount of meat that you consume low. So it's really high antioxidant foods like fruits and vegetables. Because the Mediterranean diet has been shown to slow down and even reverse neurological issues and cardiovascular issues.
And you would think that this would be something that would be simple, but we live in a society where people are hooked on processed foods.
Sugar
is really...
You go to the
grocery store and you look at what's in people's baskets, you don't see a lot of vegetables, you don't see a lot of fruit. You're talking about things that come out of the ground. And clear this up for people too, because I don't think people realize this. Many of the ailments that people have are caused by inflammation.
Inflammation.
That you're talking about is one that keeps inflammation down, and part of that is sugar, right?
Right. So there's a few pieces there. Yes. So when you look at the risk factors that lead people to have dementia, we call them modifiable risk factors. The top three are managing your weight, managing hypertension, and managing diabetes. So if you can be at a healthy weight, have a healthy blood pressure, and have healthy blood sugar, that's going to go a long way into protecting your brain health. So having excess weight on the body, which two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese, is inflammatory. So to get to your point about how do we get healthy, we want to reduce the inflammation by having a healthy diet. And the way to help reduce inflammation is to bring the sugars down. So the American Heart Association has recommended that women can have between 25 to 30 grams of sugar per day. Men can have up to 35 grams of sugar per day. And when I teach people about how to eat healthy, the first thing I do is say, for 1 week, track the amount of sugar that you're having in the foods that you're consuming. So have a journal, look at the label, write down the grams of sugar. When I tended to do this in my weight loss groups, people were averaging 80 to 100 grams per day. So now you can imagine if you're doing that every day over the course of decades, that's what leads to diabetes. That's what leads to inflammation. That's what can damage your blood vessels. And trust me, as we get older, we want healthy blood vessels. So just getting your diet into a space where you have what I tell people, because I want it to be simple. If you don't want to follow the Mediterranean diet per se, get 2 servings of fruit and 3 servings of vegetables in daily, because they are loaded with antioxidants, and antioxidants protect the neurons of your brain. We've got 86 billion neurons. I say every neuron is precious. So if that's all you can do, let's start with that. 2 servings of fruit per day, 3 servings of vegetables. If you want to put it in a juice, I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of juicing or green juicing. You can get all of that into one juice and have that every single day. And one habit practiced daily over the course of decades can slow down your brain aging.
Dr. Christian Womar is with us, a neuroscientist, and we're talking about protection of the brain. And part of that is, as you heard, is diet and the way that you live your life, eliminating stress and stress on the body through inflammation and exercise as well that goes along with that diet can keep that weight down and keep you feeling better.
So, and exercise can actually reduce stress. So when looking at studies of people who struggle with mental health issues, like we're seeing again in the pandemic, an increase in anxiety and depression in our kids, they found that those kids who exercise consistently throughout the pandemic, so instead of sporadically, you want to try to get 30 to 45 minutes in per day, had better coping skills and they felt better. So emotionally, they were healthier. So it's really important. You know, a lot of kids do sports, and I love that during school because that helps teach them the benefits of staying healthy from a cardiovascular standpoint. But people forget it also helps in managing a healthy mood.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
Fentanyl is killing the unsuspected every day. I stand before you today to tell you how my 18-year-old daughter died from fentanyl.
My daughter had knee surgery. She was 18 years old and she loved gymnastics. So she was finally able to get a knee surgery done. And as a result, she was in a lot of pain because of that. Was pressured into peer pressure by the social media, you know, talking to friends saying, I'm in pain. And them suggesting, well, so-and-so, you know, can get you some pills. So she ordered a pill through Snapchat that she thought it was a pain pill. And it was delivered right to the house.
The pill he brought her while I was getting her food was not a painkiller. it was fentanyl.
So it killed her instantly. And I found her, I said goodnight to her that night and found her lifeless body the next morning in bed. She took the pill, and one pill can kill. And the pills don't discriminate. Actually, you know, providing these platforms to these drug dealers to merchandise these drugs, and not so much as fentanyl, disguised as, you know, whether it's Xanax or Adderall. I mean, it comes in everything. I mean, kids are even vaping it these days. Any opportunity I could get to help families and speak and tell my story to prevent other families from having to go through, having to endure this profound pain that my family has gone through. I will take that opportunity. I've been and continue to fight this ever-growing crisis and drug epidemic that has plagued our society.
For more information on fentanyl, please go to soldouttv.com. The top of the homepage, click on fentanyl education. It may save someone you love.
The Roman Gabriel Show. Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show with host Roman Gabriel. Roman goes up close and personal with high-impact difference makers from the world of sports and entertainment. Get more exclusive content at RomanGabrielShow.com. Now, here's your host, Roman Gabriel.
And that's so important for our teenagers and our kids that are in school right now coming post-COVID, because there's so much talk about, you know, it could take a while to see the real results long-term for what took place during the three-year period. As you know, our foundation deals with drug and alcohol abstinence at the Sold Out Youth Foundation. And what I want you to do for parents out there and for our students is, you know, we talk with students all the time about balance, about being intentional with your life. And that means good diet. That means getting good sleep. That means getting regular exercise. That means making sure that you're communicating with your core group of people that you trust, your family, your good friends, those people that you trust that can help you when you get in the wrong place mentally or emotionally. But the other thing we talk about, Chris, is we talk about the importance of staying off drugs and alcohol and what that can do to your brain. And could you talk to our parents and students right now about why it's important to be alcohol abstinent, at least till you're 21, how the brain works in terms of when we're involved in doing drugs or alcohol as a teenager?
That is such an important topic, and I'm so happy. First of all, I'm so proud of the work that you're doing with the students and bringing this message out on a global level, because it is so important for your brain health. Remember, you only have one brain, and the decisions that you make to do drugs or to not do drugs can really change the trajectory of your entire life path. So let me just start by saying, having a clinical neuroimaging background and seeing what the brains of people who do drugs look like, whether that's alcohol, marijuana, methamphetamines, opioids, what drugs tend to do is decrease blood flow to the brain. So when we look at these functional imaging scans, what we see is low areas of blood flow throughout the brain. And what that means as you age is it's going to impact your cognitive function, your ability to regulate your moods, your ability to stay focused. But what's more important, and I like to tell this to parents, is you never know for a certain individual, because every brain is unique, it could take doing drugs just one time for a child to become addicted. So we can talk about how drugs work in terms of the addiction pathways. And that's the part that I think is really important to discuss, because it's one thing when you're a kid, you wanna be cool, your friends are doing it, right? You're drinking alcohol or you're trying an opioid. But what I warn people is you may have a genetic predisposition to addiction. And as a child, you don't know that. You don't know your family's history. You might not know your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle or your grandparents might have struggled with this. And just trying one type of drug might trigger you into that addiction pathway.
So part of our pledge, step three for our abstinence mm-hmm. pledge we give our students is to go home and talk to your parents about the pledge that you made. But more importantly, I talk to students all the time about Not being afraid to ask your parents, do we have people in our family who have had problems with drugs and alcohol? You mentioned the genetic can even skip a generation. Why is that so important that parents actually share this, who have had drug and alcohol family background problems with it, addiction, with right. their kids?
Because to share it, number one, I love open, honest conversations. It will make your child feel more comfortable, because if somebody offers them a recreational drug, I actually think it's a great way for them to say, no, addictions run in my family, I can't try this. It actually gives your child I don't want to say an excuse, but there's a lot of peer pressure for kids to take drugs nowadays. But if you say, we've got addiction in our family, I know that if I do even one sip of this, you know, alcohol, or if I try this opioid, I know that I could become addicted, and I don't want to do that. So number one, I think it's really important for parents to share this information with kids. Number two, I'll tell you, as somebody who is a neuroscientist in the field of brain health, there no drug is good for your brain health. And when you're a child, you're not thinking about what happens to your brain when you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s. But I will tell you, the people that walk through our clinic, we don't allow people to drink or take drugs. We pretty much tell people it is not good for your brain health. It can actually shrink your brain over time. So there is no world in which taking a drug is going to be healthy for your brain. But number three, and I think this is the most important part, is the addiction piece. So let's take an opioid, for example, because I know this is a very big piece in the work that you're doing in the world. What opioids do, trying it just one time, it can hijack what we call the reward center of your brain. So you take that opioid, it releases a pleasure chemical called dopamine. So you get this great euphoric feel. You're relaxed, you're less stressed. That feels amazing. It also impacts the midbrain, where we have what's called GABA receptors, and it stops the GABA receptors from firing, which also accentuates the pleasure feeling. But ultimately, that drug is going to get broken down and those effects are going to wear off. And all of a sudden, it could start what we call the craving cycle, where that child needs to feel relaxed or comfortable, so they use the opioid again. And as you start to get into that cycle, you're going to have to take more and more of the drug to get that euphoric pleasurable feeling. And as you and I both know, those opioids can act on the brainstem and depress respiration and cause people to die suddenly, especially when you take too much. So a lot of times kids are taking drugs that aren't prescribed to them, and we don't know how much they're taking, we don't know where they're getting these drugs, and they can have devastating consequences, including death. So it's just best not to start, because I call it opening Pandora's box. It sounds cool, your friends are doing it, you're at a party, Roman and I grew up and we've had drugs and alcohol around us, and I actually think the program that you have is phenomenal, because you've got to empower kids to be able to say no to their peers. But I'm telling you, you do not want to have to deal with addictions, because those are a disease. And some people live with this for their entire lives, not just as a teenager, but it can go all the way throughout your lifespan.
Dr. Christian Wimmauer is with us, and we're talking about the effects of drugs and alcohol on students and how families can have an honest discussion about it. And, you know, the complication of what you just talked about, not just what you talked about in terms of generational alcoholism or drug use in a family, or the effect of a student who doesn't know what they're taking in. Then you add the fentanyl problem, where now it isn't just the problem you talked about, but you can actually die. And this percentages of you dying from getting a hold of a recreational drug or vape that's laced with fentanyl in our current society, where you have 300 people dying a day, over 100,000 that have died this year, and the number one killer of teenagers in our country right now, more than cancer, more than suicide, more than car accidents, it's a serious crisis that we're facing and a lack of information that's out there. So, you know, the one positive from all this for us has been what you said. You know, the rite of passage, if you want to stay alive, needs to be eliminated. We're truly in a place now where you can't experiment if you expect to have 100% chance of living.
I agree. I'm so happy you said that, because it is, it takes an extraordinary amount of willpower to say no to peer pressure. You know, and I'm so aware, here you are in your teenage years, the brain is not fully developed until you reach the age of 25. So you have an adolescent between the ages of 13 to 17 who still has a brain that's maturing and growing, and the decisions that you would make at 17 are going to be very different than the decisions that you're making at 25, which is why I want parents to step in and speak the truth to your kids. And sometimes you can't be your child's friend. You have to be your child's protector and guardian. I grew up in a very tough household, you know, in the Midwest. My mom was from New York. She ruled with an iron fist, and she put the fear of God in me. So I would go to parties where drugs and things were happening around me, but I knew if I did anything and I came home, my mother would be furious. So I was afraid. And I didn't do drugs. I've never smoked a cigarette. I mean, I'm very unusual, right? I don't drink coffee. I've never smoked a cigarette, and I've never done a drug in my life. So I've lived my life in a little bit of a different way than most people, but that's the right way to live.
So Christian, our program has a parental piece that teaches parents how to have these discussions, gives them real information, researched information, and walks them through the importance of this open communication ongoing with your teenagers. And, you know, our program starts in fourth grade. So if you were talking to parents today, what would you tell them about how to have the conversation, and why is it so important for parents to be engaged in their students' life in every aspect of it in the current world we're living in?
Well, parents are fighting against social media. So what's really wild, I read a paper in JAMA Pediatrics that came out in 2021. And during the pandemic, they said kids spent 7.7 hours a day on their screen. So the screen time use pre-pandemic was 3.8 hours per day.
Wow.
During the pandemic, and screen time was not just for academics, right, for school, but it was how much time are you just using social media to help cope with your stress or stay connected with your friends. And so parents out there really battling this war against, it's really a war for your child's mind. Right. I'm going to just be honest. And so what I love is you can teach kids about the importance of taking care of their brain and put it around sort of a brain health conversation. We teach this to parents in the clinic. When it comes to foods, we would say, is this good for your brain or bad for your brain? And everything you drink, everything you eat, and talking about drugs. The thing that I think parents have to think about with drugs and alcohol, having a conversation with their kids, is the unknown consequences. I think if you tell your kids what the consequences of doing drugs can be for their life, for their sort of overall life. I will tell you, I have a friend who was a well-known actor on a television show, and he got into a car after being at a party and was drinking and got into a car accident, and the passenger died. And he ended up having to go to jail for manslaughter. Kids don't think about that. They don't think about what are the potential consequences of my doing a drug or my getting into a car with somebody who's been doing drugs. So I feel that just having those honest conversations, because kids can be scared straight. And I feel like that's a really, I just have to say it, I think it's an effective measure, you know.
Well, there's also some numbers out there right now that if you are starting to educate as parents your students as early as fourth grade, that the numbers are saying now that those students that start early like that in an education environment about this subject are 50% less likely to do drugs and alcohol in high school.
I believe that. And you know what's great is it fosters an open line of communication, not just about drugs and alcohol, but about sexual relationships, about dealing with transgender issues, maybe LGBTQ issues. So I think it's wonderful because it really helps to build the bond with your child. And you know what? Growing up and becoming an adult, there's a lot of things that kids have to shoulder. I think more than when you and I grew up. I feel like we grew up in a simpler age. We didn't have technology. My mom wouldn't even let me watch television. I was lucky if I could get a half an hour of television each day. I had to be out when school was over. I had to be outside. I had to be engaged in sports. So, and now in retrospect, I look back and I think my parents were very smart. You know, they kept me focused on goals, right? A lot of times the kids that get involved in drugs and alcohol also, sometimes they're doing it to self-medicate. So we want to make sure that if they're feeling anxious or stressed, that the parents are there and they're aware and they can help get them the psychological support they need, have more conversations with them. So let's look at why do kids do drugs and alcohol? Why are they drawn to it? It's one thing to be at a party and be cool. And trust me, we all have had those temptations. I've had plenty of parties. And starting early and doing this before kids get to college, I think is really smart, because by the time you get to college and they're on their own, you want to equip them with the tools to know how to say no or to take care of themselves appropriately.
Dr. Christian Wilmeyer on the Roman Gabriel Show. And before we go, Christian, could you let our audience know if they want to find out more about Biohack the Brain, or they want to hear more about how taking care of the brain is some of the things that they can do to not just for themselves, but for their students, to be able to give them the best opportunity? Because, you know, just like exercise, we've got to exercise our brain. Where do they go to find information from you about how they can get up to speed on this?
Well, thank you, Roman. They're welcome to reach out to me at my website. It's at drwillemeyer.com. And I have links to my book, Biohack Your Brain, on my website. And they can also find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble's, wherever books are sold. And I also want to share with your parents, if anybody needs to reach out to me and ask them a very specific question, on my website, I have a place where you can contact me, write me an email. I answer all of my emails. This is such an important topic, and I feel so blessed to know you, Roman, and I'm so proud of the work that you're doing in educating parents and students and teens about the importance of abstinence. So again, please feel free to reach out to me if I can be of any assistance or support.
Dr. Christian Wilmeyer on the Roman Gabriel Show. Remember to go to RomanGabrielShow.com. And Christian, thanks so much for taking the time to come in. This is information that's going to be so important for us to share, especially to our parents as we move forward.
Always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you, Roman.
Thanks, Christian.
Have a great day.
Hey, this is Nick Ruffini from Revoice Media, and I'm the executive producer of The Roman Gabriel Show. We got involved with this show because we realized that Roman has a passion for educating the next generation, and we need your help. We need you to be a donor and go to soldouttv.com and donate, whether it's one time or an ongoing basis. Please help us educate the next generation by becoming a donor. Go to soldouttv.com.
Listen to The Roman Gabriel Show at RomanGabrielShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.